conference agreed that instead of the leader being elected by the Parliamentary Labour Party, which is proper, it was going to be elected by a college of 30% MPs, 40% trade unionists, and 30% ordinary members, individual members. And that was a disaster. I mean, that was pressed by Ben, who was a great friend of mine. I mean, I like and admire him, but he was so wrong on this issue. But it was a huge mistake, and we're now feeling the full effects of it, because what it did was to remove the power of the people who know the person who should be leader to people who couldn't possibly know who was going to be the best leader. And the result is that the leader's popularity, to a very large degree, was in the hands of the press. And that in itself was not a good democratic thing. What it has done is that the man who becomes prime minister is virtually a president, because he can appeal over the heads of their party to the electorate at large.